it's too late just to hear your voice again. I know your voice is still the same. I know that something's changed. My words are choked and full of tears, but still you listen to me, dear. And someone's calling you away, and now I understand the time that I've wasted. So bitter and faithless, it's wearing me down now, down now. So can you hear me? Would you sing along? Or turn me down? Forget I ever wrote this for you. So can you hear me? Or has it been too long? Turn it on and off again. Now I lost another friend who waded through my darkest thoughts when I was sure to drown. And now I pass you on my way, and if you stop, what could I say? Apologies for yesterday. Like a fool I walk away. Time that I've wasted, so bitter and faithless, is wearing me down now, down now. So can you hear me? Or would you sing along? Or turn me down? Forget I ever wrote this for you. So can you hear me? Or has it been beliefs? It's all I have to keep. Tear it up and start again. So can you hear me? Or would you sing along? Or turn me down? Forget I ever wrote this for you. So can you hear me? Or has it been too long? I knew that I was wrong, and this is still your soul. I don't pretend to understand all the things I put you through, and I don't need forgiveness, but I owe one thing to you, and this is your soul.
A sprint that is now turning into a marathon. We rush to get the show on in a month, and it's going to be listener driven, so I hope there's a lot of listeners out there for us. I do want to take a moment and thank first off MSE Radio Network and Jam and KZKO The Vibe for seeing our vision, knowing what this is going to be and what a huge success it is. I also want to thank the people that are going to be making this possible for them this hour. Latin Life Denver, anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. Check out www.latinlifedenver.com. And also, I'd like to thank Zing Tea, all-natural tea and juice made from pure cane sugar and 100% vitamin C. Check out the website at kzkoradio.com for the link. And we've got some show sponsors ourselves, too.
We do. We do. We have one of the sponsors is with USA Carpet Cleaning of Denver. That's USA Carpet Cleaning Inc. INC.com, where you definitely feel the difference with the quality of carpet cleaning. And also,
I also, we have Off the Vine. They've been my poetic home since April of this year. They're making this possible for us tonight. They allow me to host an open mic on Thursday nights, and we come here on Fridays and do what we're doing now, which is encouraging you to call us. You're going to call 303-386-3598 if you want to share poetry. Once again, that's 303-386-3598. I'm going to give you a little example of what we want. I'm going to first lay down the rules. Our producer has been educated as to what we want from him. We want this to remain a PG-13 show. Please don't call in with any dirty poetry. We will push the envelope as far as subject matter. We will not tolerate any curse words. The dreaded F-bomb is immediate ejection from our show.
It's literally 99% of my poetry now is completely out.
So I'll be reading by myself tonight. Also, we do encourage poets of all ages to call in. We do want you to have a 1 to 2 minute read. If you have a good flow going, we will give you extra time if you run a little bit over. I'm more than flexible that way. We don't want people calling in and reading the entire howl while they're here. So let's get things started. I have a poem that when I first started hosting open mics, the coffee shop owner insisted on starting each night with, and I thought it was fitting for our first show to share this one. This is Walt Whitman. This is entitled Poets to Come. Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come, not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along, without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you. And that's what it's about, is the poetry. So once again, if you're anxious to share, you want to be our first caller, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's really what it is about, though. I mean, it's really about kind of providing this this world forum for people out there. I mean, poetry is a massive, massive thing. I was really surprised when you introduced me to that a few years ago.
I was surprised, too, when I actually got into it and actually owned the title poet, how many people actually do write. I think 90% of people actually have to write poems somewhere in their life.
I agree, absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Whether it be something for a loved one, something for a card, anything like that, or a school assignment. And they just, you know, some people catch the love of it. I've know excellent writers throughout the world. And when they found out I was hosting an open mic locally, they're like, God, I want to be a part of it, which is what seeded this. So
it's absolutely true. I mean, I think this, it's a very human thing to be a poet and to write poetry.
It is. If you feel emotion and you want to share it and convey it, poetry is the best form for it.
Absolutely. So call and share it with us. You know, what's the number again, buddy?
303-386-3598. Once again, 303-386-3598. I do want to take a moment. This week was a rough one. We had a sprint to get the show started. My poetic mentor, the person that I patterned my poetry after, unfortunately, and my father passed away this week. And he didn't get to see this show come to fruition. He was able to congratulate me when we got things going as far as signed the deal, got the contract going. And I am looking for one of his that I want to share. This is by Mr. Larry Smith. This is entitled Armageddon. This dull ocean of hostile menace, which washes away the mighty shores of time and brings out tension and fear in a place of pleasure, reminds me of an eternal pit, which robs life of its liberty and gaiety and places man a slave to learning, when his rightful place is taskmaster of wisdom and his rightful duty is to use wisdom and insight. But what corrections can be made by common man to better his lot and increase his liberty when racing against the totalness of infinity, not having the time in all the worried chaos of a rush to beat the deadline of life's end and get the most of mammon while he can. But mammon, the slaver, the tyrant of man's life, the ruler of man's every motivation, shall perish with the coming of battles and never rule again, but too shall create a vision, be wiped out by nuclear fission.
That's an incredible piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
That story behind that one, that's the actual poem I found in one of his yearbooks when I was looking for something to read on a winter's night. And I'm like, Dad, who wrote this? And he's like, well, I did, really. And I'm like, heck yes, if you can write that, then I can write. And that's why I picked it up.
No kidding. Well, hey, we actually have, not to cut you off, we actually have a caller.
Well, let's get to it.
They're still on the line.
Are they? Hello, where you at?
Hey, this is Paul Bruce. I'm in Inglewood, Colorado.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Doing good.
What you got to share with us tonight?
Say what? Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
What do you have to share with us tonight?
Say what?
What do you have to share with us tonight?
Hey, this is Paul Bruce, and I have some poetry to share with you.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jay Todd and Michael, how you doing?
Doing excellent, sir. How
doing
are you?
Well. You're on the air, man.
Excellent, Ben. Excellent, buddy. Thanks.
Well, I've got one of your favorites. I don't have the bubblegum one, but I do have Mama Critter Needs a Sitter.
Awesome. Go ahead and share it with us.
All right, let's see. It goes, Mama Critter was a possum in the bio by the swamp, and those hungry little possums had nursed her dry. There was only one thing left to do. So she advertised her needs. Mama Critter needs a sitter. Thank you, please. So in a little while, here came Sister Crocodile saying, how many in your passel and what you pay? This was all extremely new, and she didn't know what to do or exactly how many crayfish it would take. How about a dozen crawdads to watch my 7 possum brats for no more than an hour, maybe 2, if that is all right with you? They had reached agreement, so off to the mill pond she went, where there were more than enough crawdads, tadpoles, and snakes. Her kitten possums, meanwhile, about drove Sister Crocodile wild, and she was considering which juicy punishment to make. Should I spank you on my knee, or simply gobble 2 or 3 to see if I can make the rest behave? And with this last thought in mind, Mama Critter ran home in time to pay the sitter and save her critters once upon a time in a bio near the swamp.
Yeah! That was awesome, Paul! Thank you for being our first caller.
You betcha.
All right. And for those that don't know it and don't know the history, Paul actually comes to my live open mic in Inglewood.
Right.
And when he throws down, he just brings it. I mean, his poetry is at a level that I can't even achieve. So
you definitely should come down to the poetry open mic Thursday nights off the vine.
Off
right?
the vine in Inglewood, right across from Swedish Hospital.
Yeah, and if you find yourself needing espresso, they don't mess around. So I would definitely go. I mean, I literally, I think, was bouncing off walls for about 10 hours after having.
Yes. Megan knows how to rock the espresso. Yeah, that's true. All right. So I wanted to do one more for my father. This one is one written by me, but quickly became one of his favorites that I had written. This is entitled The Coaster Ride. Ah, that sudden sinking feeling you get in the pit of your stomach. The bar has dropped and locked. The air horn has signaled the beginning of your ride, and the brakes release, and you coast off into darkness. You feel the rush of forward motion, but nothing can help you gather your sense of how fast. Then, in an instant, the coaster cars are caught on a chain. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. You know there's no turning back. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, steadily upward toward the top of the hill. Clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, the anticipation agonizing at best. Then, clickety-clickety-clickety-clunk, you have reached the top. The true ride is about to begin as you survey what lies ahead, the ups and downs, the twists and turns, scary or fun, you be the judge. At times it seems you're careening out of control, being thrown this way and that, making your rectal tissue pucker at times, but thrilling just the same. The adrenaline spike elongates time, making mere moments seem like eternities, screaming aloud with each valiant peak and unexpected turn. And before you know it, the ride is done. The brakes come on as you return to start. And your first conscious thought before departing the coaster is, damn, I wish I could do it all over again. Life is like a roller coaster. The ups, the downs, the twists and turns. It is scary and fun at the same time, but only you can choose. Do you white-knuckle your way through the ride, gripping the bar for every ounce of safety you can get? Or do you throw your hands in the air, ride on with hardly a care, determined to come and enjoy the ride come what may? Either way, at the end, I'm sure each one of us will say, damn, I wish I could do it all over again. And if the roller coaster is not your speed, I would suggest the beautiful carousel. However, I warn you, it has its own ups and downs. I say, though, that's just how life goes. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride.
Very nice, buddy. Very nice.
Right on. So do we have another caller? Oh, our producer is on the phone right now.
It could be a complaint.
Could be a complaint, especially after I stumbled on that one.
No, that was great. I enjoyed that. So what else do you have for us?
Well, I'm trying to find a particular piece that was another one my father wrote.
Meanwhile, before we go into that one, give us a call if you want to share your poetry. Worldwide, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. We'd love to have you on the show.
And actually, I'm not here to share my poetry all night. We do have a caller. Go ahead and put him through to us.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is James. How are you two tonight?
Doing good. James, how are you doing?
Hmm?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing absolutely splendid.
Excellent. And do you have a poem for us tonight?
I do.
Original or cover? Is it an original or a cover?
It is a cover. It is a Charles Bukowski poem.
All right.
Okay, roll the dice. If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is a gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it, and you'll do it. Despite rejection and the worst odds, it will be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. And you will be alone with the gods. And the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. And you will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
Right on.
Hey, thank you very much for calling and doing that, buddy. That was great.
That is how I live, actually.
What's up?
I said thank you, too, for doing this.
Oh, thank you, man. This is what it's about. Poets calling in and sharing their work, someone else's work. All they have to do is pick up the phone, call 303-386-3598, and they can share with us.
So when they call 303-386-3598, they get to share a poem on the air?
They can.
All right.
Excellent. Like this. This is another one of my father's works. This is entitled Last Chorus. The old-fashioned clock, tick-tock, tick-tock, sits on the mantle, tick-tock, tick-tock, counting off meaningless units of non-substantial movement through space, bong. The leaky faucet, poink, poink, ponk, can symbolize the passage of time, ponk, poink, poink. But to what end? And for what useful purpose? Ploink? What is time? Is it the interval between beginning and end? What is the beginning? What is the end? Do beginning and end exist aside from being limits to man's comprehension? What was before the beginning? And what will be after the end? Perhaps just a memory, but who will remember? This is my song, ephemeral but without end. What, why, where, when, how, and to quote the fabled owl, who?
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 Very nice. Very nice, man.
My father had a twisted sense of humor. I loved him. So... Pardon me while I move notebooks around.
All right. Well, in the meantime, once again, give us a call, 303-386-3598 to read your poetry on the air. There's lots of poets out there listening. 303-386-3598.
And in all my rush, I forgot to print out a poem. So we had an actual submission sent to my email address at jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com.
Did you?
And I didn't print it out, but the person said it would mean a lot if I mentioned that we're actually starting our show on her birthday. She's located in Australia. She is a fan of the Central Coast Mariners, and her name is Josie. And she is a remarkable poet in her, of herself. If you can search out her works, she's known as Poetry in the Blood. And she is quite the amazing poet. So look her up. Tell her happy birthday. Tell her that the show says happy birthday. Let her know.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Not happy birthday. Anyway.
So my odd question, are we actually starting it on her birthday, or are we starting it tomorrow?
Well, no, she's or listening is it yesterday? Tomorrow, so she's actually got some future insight on how tomorrow's going to look.
Oh, so...
So it's really not her birthday.
So the show
birthday.
Went well.
The show went well. She called and told us yes. The show went great.
She did tell me that by the end of this, you actually become a sexual icon.
What?
So that, yes. That's one thing I was told.
No, actually...
That's actually not the voice of God. I have to tell you, that's actually JT, who's our producer,
Board Monkey, and third co-host. Thank you, brother.
Not a problem.
Somehow right. You always take me there. I'm not sure what this is about. Everything's nice and classy until you get on the microphone, and then we start going Howard Stern on everything.
I'm sorry. I sit behind a plate of glass or plexiglass.
That's why I feel safe.
See.
All right, and the other voice is Michael Amade, my co-host. Brother, thank you for making this possible.
Absolutely, brother.
And I am J. Todd Underhill. I'm your poetic pundit, Proliferating Poetics. And we are looking for more callers. Give us a call at 303-386-3598. 303-386-3598. So, what to do next? Do you want to do a poem? Do you have anything?
You mean the people on that call on 303-386-3598?
I was saying you, my friend.
No, I don't, man. No, this is you're the guy. You're the guy.
All right.
You disqualified most of my poetry anyway.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do one more poem and then maybe head off and let you know about a couple of sponsors. This one's entitled Axle Grease. I wrote it a couple of years ago. Oh, this corporate machine for which I live, mammon is the cause of its existence. A plight for which I have no resistance, for its avarice I can only give. Hours fall through the automated sieve, slaving away for my own subsistence, for which the machine provides assistance, and I hope that my maker can forgive. Someday I hope it'll all grind to a halt, and mankind will see a much better way, where love will reign supreme and hatred cease. This almighty dollar, which we all exalt, for which we toil away our every day, has now made us all its axle grease. We're going to be going to commercial break. You're listening to KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
I just can't say. I do my best to try it every day. The way I feel inside.
Do this next one here, dude.
Come back. Encourage people to.
Sometimes I feel like I'm torn up inside. I wear my heart on a string where it does not hide. Sometimes I feel like I can breathe. It's when you're standing next to me.
is when you're standing and I wonder if you feel at all this way. You lose your breath when you stand too close to me. Do you tell yourself that it's just too hard to believe? Baby, that's alright, cause to me it's just a dream. Just a dream, just a dream. Just a dream, just a dream. Just a dream.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Once again, you're back with World Poetry Open Mic. I am J. Todd Underhill, and we've got Michael Amade and our board monkey, Mr. JT.
JT looks a little distraught.
Perturbed.
Distraught. What's wrong?
He's got it handled.
You got something? Is there something
no,
we need
I'm
to...
No, I'm fine. I'm listening.
You had a hard day?
Pro. You know, educated.
Oh, you're being educated right now?
Yeah.
That makes one of us in the entire studio. I don't even know how to read.
All right. We do want to thank our sponsor,
wait,
too.
Wait. You're trying to make me learn how to read?
No, I don't know how to read.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you don't have to read to be a poet.
No, you don't. But you do have to call 303-386-3598, 303-386-3598, and hit us up with your poetry. Mike's going to show the way. He's going to do a cover.
All right. This is Invictus.
A little William Ernest Henley for
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely. I'm not really reading it, though, because I can't read. So here we go. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Beautiful. Well portrayed, because you didn't read that.
I didn't read it.
You did very well.
No, thank you.
Nice. Once again, you're going to want to call 303-386-3598. 303-386-3598. Call in, share your poetry. You know, we aren't here to read our poems. We're here to listen to yours. We want to build a community that is right for you, for slam poets, for more formed poets, for people that happen to like poetry and just have something they want to share that's on their heart. Call in 303-386-3598 and share something with us. And I'll do this. We're coming to the end of autumn, but I wrote this a while back. This is entitled Autumn Greetings. Autumn greetings I now do send, as the leaves are blown by the wind. The storm clouds reach across the sky, to the summer we say goodbye. In the breeze the branches bend, autumn's greetings I now do send. The rain too soon will change to snow, the fireplace is set aglow. As I ride again in my tome, and a great chill blows through my home, autumn greetings I now do send to all the poets I befriend. Jack-o'-lantern is cold tonight, so soon will wear the coat of white, as the storm it now doth impend, autumn greetings I now do send. Thank you. Thank you. How are we looking in there, brother?
Hi, everybody. Yeah,
we look fine.
Right on.
We do.
I kept hearing autumn breeze. I'm sorry.
No, that's summer breeze.
And I know. That's why I was like, you wrote a sequel.
JT, would you put some clothes on? Really?
Yes.
I'm looking here. Just because you're not on the camera is no excuse.
I think it's a perfect excuse.
We don't need an excuse is what I'm saying.
Well, if you want and you're just listening, you can actually tune into our webcams and look at what's going on in here. We've got a massive crowd. Hello, guys. Say hello. Yeah, I don't know if that could be heard on the radio.
Very enthusiastic.
We've got
crowd.
People taking pics for our first show so we could put them on our website, and that's www.worldpoetryopenmic.net. And you can also hit Michael Amade at michaelamade.com and jtoddunderhill.com, and we've got them all linked up now.
Yeah, you can find it all from the worldpoetryopenmic.net website.
But most importantly, you're going to want to hit KZKO, the vibe, or KZKORadio.com. Frequent our sponsors because they're the ones that are keeping us afloat here. Thanks to Mom's Pies and Zing Tea. Basically, everybody that makes this possible. This has been an amazing experience so far. Did you have something else you want to share, or do you want me to go?
I think you should go, dude. I had one here, but I think it's completely inappropriate.
All right. Which is primarily most of my poetry, but I've found a clean one that I can read. This is entitled Trinity, and it's of the testing down in New Mexico for nuclear weapons. What a sick, twisted world in which we live, the science of destruction inspired by poetics. I wonder what the hell my words will inspire, like Mr. Hubbard's words and Dianetics. Blasting shades, many hues, as bright as the sun, the purest greens, purples, and whites, while referencing blessed words of Donne, while enhancing the most ancient of human rights. In a twist, my poetics are science-inspired, brought forth from my 41 years of fear, a victim of the maelstrom that long ago transpired, but to my third eye is still resoundingly clear. Oppenheimer brought peace by embracing war, all while quoting poetic masters dead and gone, accomplishing what no man had done before, lighting up the New Mexico sky as if it were dawn. So I curse the entire project team for their betrayal, for they should all bear the burden of the blame, for never will there be an accurate portrayal. From then, moving on, war and life were not the same. That is not my friend. I keep hitting my microphone stand with my books. I don't know if it goes out on the air.
I think it's
kind of
cool, actually. It's a.
Can you hear that in there?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry. But I can't hear you. I took off my headphones, so hang on.
Thank you.
Oh, we were asking if you could hear this. I can't even do
it. No, I can't hear you strumming the spring.
Hear that? That right there. That is incredible. Right there.
That's great radio engineering. The people at MSC Networks are on the ball.
So now we're here for you. We're here to help you read your poetry and to reach the audience of poets out there listening. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. In the meantime, I just handed a poem to Mr. J. Todd.
And he must have been reading my mind because I am a huge fan of this person that wrote this. Now, the actual poem was done in song form by a man named Bobby Bear, but the person that wrote this is a very famous poet from my home area, and I'm from Santa Cruz, California, rolling around out there. Shel Silverstein was from San Francisco, and he wrote this one. This is entitled The Winner. The hulk of a man with the beer in his hand, he looked like a drunk old fool, and I knew if I'd hit him right, well, I could knock him off of his stool. But everybody said, hey, watch out, that's Tiger Man McCool. He's had a whole lot of fights, and he's always come out the winner. Yeah, he's a winner. But I had myself about five too many, and I walked up tall and proud, and I faced his back, and I faced the fact that he'd never stooped nor bowed. I said, Tiger Man, you're a pussy cat, and a hush fell over the crowd. I said, let's you and me go outside and see who's the winner. Well, he gripped the bar with one big hairy hand, and he braced against the wall. He slowly looked up from his beer. My God, that man is tall. He said, boy, I see you're a scrapper, so just before you fall, I'm going to tell you just a little about what it means to be a winner. He said, you see these bright white smiling teeth? You know they ain't my own. Mine rolled away like chiclets down the streets of San Antone. But I left that person cursing, nursing seven broken bones, and he only broke three of mine, and I guess that makes me the winner. He said, now behind this grin, there's a steel pin that holds my jaw in place, a trophy of my most successful motorcycle race.
And each morning when I wake and I touch that scar across my face, it reminds me of all I got by being a winner. Now, this broken back was the dying act of handsome Harry Clay, that sticky Cincinnati night that I stole his wife away. But that woman, she gets uglier, she gets meaner every day. But I got her, boy, and that's what makes me the winner. He said, you got to speak loud when you challenge me, because it's hard for me to hear, with this twisted neck and these migraine pains and this big old cauliflower ear. And if it wasn't for this glass eye, well, I'd shed a happy tear to think of all you're going to get by being a winner. I got arthritic elbows, I got dislocated knees, from picking fights with thunderstorms and charging into trees. And my nose been broke so many times, I might lose it if I sneeze. And son, you say you still want to be a winner? Now you remind me a lot of my younger days with your knuckles clenching white. But boy, I'm going to sit right here and sip this beer all night. And if there's something that you got to gain or prove by winning some silly fight, well, okay, I quit. I lose, and you're the winner. So I stumble from that barroom, not so tall and not so proud, and behind me I still hear the hoots and laughter of that ever-growing crowd. But my eyes still see, and my nose still works, and my teeth are still in my mouth, and you know, I guess that makes me the winner. That's what it Yay! Is, man. We just call up 303-386-3598, share with us your poetry, something you like.
Now, J-Todd, would you, and JT, you should get in on this too, but could you tell everybody at home kind of the story about how this show came to be? And, you know, you wrote a blog post a while back that kind of detailed a bit of the journey.
Oh.
Why don't you recount a little bit of that for the people at home?
Well, you know, it actually happened kind of by fluke. You were there for it. We were talking about my open mic in Inglewood and the fact that we had a really good night and... You were really kind of expecting me to balk at what you asked. You asked, what did I wanted to do next? And in a moment of poetic clarity, I said I wanted to do my open mic, but I wanted to do it for the world. To which, of course, Mike, you told me, hey, you know, we could actually make this happen. And it kind of sunk in at first. And I'd been a guest on a radio show for another station. I'm not even going to mention them. And we started planning out how we were going to roll with this, use the talk radio format, and bring poets together worldwide and have them share their poetry. And you and I, we did this test show, and it got quite a few hits on our own websites. And it kind of sunk in that there is actually a need for that. Poets worldwide want to check this out. And so that's what started it. And then we started exploring different avenues to get into radio. And really, by mere fluke, a blessing came into my life. Now, I'd been in my life for 4 years, but we hadn't really connected on anything. My next door neighbor happened to work for KZKO The Vibe. And he's like, dude, do you have any show ideas? And I'm like, why? Yes. Yes, I do. So from there, we met and... The rest is history, man. It was a one-month sprint to put this on the air, and here we are.
Here we are. Here I am.
And you are. How long have you actually been talking about it?
Well, we from
I think it was what, a year?
Inception, it was a year and 2 months. And the funny thing is, once we finally struck the deal and said, yes, we're going to do this show, somebody hit me with, wow, an overnight success. And I'm like, what? I've been writing poetry for 25 years. You don't know anything about me going to dingy diners with other poets. You don't know anything about all this experience that I have in radio, that I risked my FCC license doing a poetic radio show on CB Radio, which was a no-no back when they had FCC licensure. And I'm like, dumbfounded, going, really? Go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. For me. It's amazing because there you are. You were on the radio, off the radio, on the radio, off the radio, and now those were music formats. Which I'm sorry. I really do wish I could have heard the first couple of years because those would have been hilarious. But now here you are. Maybe scent different, but it's still what you've wanted to do.
Yeah, and to be honest, now corporate radio, to be honest, corporate radio, as long as we're all talking frankly here, sucks. All right? when you're shoehorned into their format, it's a completely different game. I got blown out the last time, and mind you, I've been blown out so many times that machine guns are jealous of me. All right? When I got blown out the last time, I'm like, you know what? I'm done with radio. I'm not going to do it anymore unless I have creative control. And with Mark Lilly guiding us through this, we do have that. And that's a beautiful thing. Once again, if you want to call and share in your poetry, it's 303-386-3598. We're just catching you up on how the show sort of happened. And you're laughing at me.
I'm laughing because it's kind of like first episode, and you know, already the gloves are off. You're like going for it.
Well, the gloves came off when they leveled me with that. I'm like, overnight success, my foot.
Well, I've always dreamed of you as an overnight success. But
you've worked hard for 20-plus years, too, yourself, as a sound engineer and sound person and working for your church and owning a football team.
That's really bad because I'm not that old, and you make me sound old. No,
dude, we've been working together for, what, 16 years?
My voice should probably be like this by now.
No, you quit smoking. Oh, that's why my voice sounds like this.
I, on the other hand, am officially an overnight success.
No. No, you're not. Give me a little of your history. Where your background lies, aside from being like one of the greatest songwriters I've ever met.
Well, basically, the real story, very quickly, because I know we've been doing this for a while, we're going to get back to some poetry. But really quickly, my story is that I was raised a young man just west of Alberta, Canada. And I came to Colorado and started working at Burger King. And I did a kind of a really hard stint back there behind the fry station, but I got really good at it and I got really fast at it. And so one day this gentleman named J. Todd Underhill comes in and I said something. I just happened to be speaking. Sometimes I go into these fits where I speak only in rhyme. It doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes, you know, it does happen. And so I was speaking in rhyme. And he thought, hey, you must be a poet. And I thought, okay, sure. You know? And he said, hey, I'm hosting a show tonight. You should come be the co-host. And so that's really what happened.
Really? All right. So, once again, call in 303-386-3598. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Partake of this new opportunity, this new venue that we have. Once again, 303-386-3598. We're going to be taking a little break, and we'll be coming back at you with some new poetry and hopefully some new callers.
Exotic Fish Bands come to Cichlids of Colorado, specializing in African cichlids and beautiful freshwater fish. Cichlids of Colorado, the best cichlids in the West, where Ron has all your food, sales, service, and maintenance needs. Go to cichlidsofco.com or call Ron direct at 720-629-2107. Get your fish on at Cichlids of Colorado, proud partners with KZKORadio.com and MSESports.com.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit DailyPocketDeals.com.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Oh, I'm a bad man. We shook up the world. Heck yes. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, KZKO The Vibe. I'm J. Todd Underhill. We've got Michael Amade and the Board Monkey, JT. How you doing, brother?
Doing great.
You're doing awesome tonight, man. For being our first show, this is amazing. So,
Board Monkey, I need two more arms.
I know you
I do. Will be on it.
You need to be like Board Goro from Mortal Kombat. Anybody else
Wait,
remember
no,
that?
No, say again.
Board Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Or Kalini, okay. So
we just lost like 50% of the
Indian
audience
god
right there.
With like multiple arms.
the poor gal that's waiting on hold.
So. Oh, we got somebody waiting on hold?
Yes.
Let's go to him.
Jody.
Hello, Jody. Hello, you're live on the air.
Well, hello there. Is this Jeremy?
This is J. Todd, but yes, I'm Jeremy too.
Hi, J. Todd. I'm a most faithful fan of yours.
For a long time, too.
A very long time. So I wanted to attempt to read the poem I wrote the other night called Words for My Brother.
Right on.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready if you are.
Okay. None can escape the harsh sting of death when those that we love take their very last breath. With hearts that are heavy from the void that you leave, we know you are happy and where you want to be. They stand there just waiting with arms open wide. Our father, your son, and your most beloved wife. As we go through this journey without you here, may I say you have blessed me through all of my years. I know you would want me to not shed these tears, and in time I will smile with memories of our years. May you find your peace and solace with those that we have loved, and be there to greet us when our time has come. I love you, my brother. These words are for you. Be blessed and be happy. We all want that for you.
Whoa.
Why, thank you.
Yes. And we're going to let everybody in on that one. You called me Jeremy. You're my aunt. Yes. And you wrote that for my pops. And I'm stunned.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Hey, well, J. Todd, I'll catch you in a while, okay?
We'll see you in a while. And for those that are interested or listening, we are actually having a post-show party, our launch party at Paris on the Platte. Now, mind you, the reason why we're not having it at our normal spot, which is off the Vine, is the owner's out of town and they're closed, and we had to kind of move it. So Paris on the Platte is a really good place for this because I've been writing in that joint for about 25 years. And they don't even know we're coming, so I want like 100 people to show up and order the same thing all at once.
I'm calling this hipster bombing. We're going to hipster bomb, which means walk in and make them all angry.
It's flash clarify, poetic mob.
Just to clarify what I mean by saying that.
And our producer's looking at us like we've fallen out of a tree.
Okay, so from this side of the glass, I hear your conversation, and then I have to also pay attention to other things, so then I lose what? Your conversation.
What? We're supposed to pay attention?
No. I'm supposed to try and pay attention.
Wait, there's something more important than us to pay attention to?
I still gain. Oh, now I can hear it. Oh,
it's,
see.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's pretty cool.
So okay. That does go out over there. We better watch
yes,
that.
Yes, so right. Watch your springs.
Silence.
All right. So, guys, give us a call to share poetry. 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. We're live on the line. Give us a call.
I'm going to go ahead and share one. This is actually a true story. This is one I wrote about a breakdown and simply entitled The Breakdown. The engine light signals the end of the line. Stranded in the middle of Nowheresville, USA. And to Heavenly Father I do opine, whose sins are it that I now defray? The smell of burnt oil mixed with antifreeze, smoke pouring from what was the engine of my car, curses and admonitions spit on the warming breeze, how could my road trip have become more bizarre? Leaving my Granada by the side of the road dead, Wyoming will claim more than that in about a year. Lack of sleep is slowly killing my head, desperation brings me close to shedding a tear. I grab my jacket, my smokes, and my cup of now-cold brew, knowing that my night will only get much longer. This is one of the worst times that I ever knew. All that does not kill me only makes me stronger. 13 hours to thumb my way to my hometown, a trip that I usually make in about 5. I will never forget Sheridan and the breakdown, and yet, somehow, I did survive.
Very nice, very nice. It's my chest clapping.
The chest clapping.
That's it. Well, my hand on my chest. Let's clarify that.
Right on.
Give us a call at 303-386-3598 to get me off the air. 303-386-3598. Just come and share your poetry. We'd love to hear from you.
We really would. So if you're a poet listening, Spokane to Spain or from Santa Cruz to San Juan, Puerto Rico, call in, share your poetry. If you're in Australia, we know we've got some fans down there listening, England, I know Tony's listening. He swore he'd be listening. I know he can call and share something. That number, 303-386-3598, for which I was going to say, mentioning Tony.
Yeah.
Tony is actually known as by Titus on the poetry boards where I post.
Oh.
And allpoetry.com. And we had discussed doing a Poet of the Month section. Since this is our first and last show of November, Tony needs to be our first ever Poet of the Month.
Okay.
All right. So once again, look up Tony at Titus and Titus at worldpoetryopenmic.com. All right. We've got a caller. Please welcome to the line, Steve. Steve, how are you doing?
Hello, J-Tall and Michael.
Hello, Steve.
I've called to read William Blake's The Fly.
All right.
All right. Little fly, thy summer's play my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am not I a fly like thee, or art thou not a man like me? For I dance and drink and sing till some blind hand shall brush my wing. If thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death, then am I a happy fly if I live or if I die?
Right on. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, thank you. That was a lovely accent, by the way.
Steve, you've got to be from the south area of Wales, right? So I imagine you've been drinking like lots of single malt.
Actually, it sounds to me more like Buckingham.
Buckingham,
I'm thinking, yeah, the fashion capital of Europe.
Wait, now we're judging their accents.
Well, no,
are we that worldly?
But yes, we are very worldly.
We are very worldly, and we do broadcast in 140 countries, so it could happen. I'm just saying.
It could happen that we're intelligent.
It could happen. It probably is not going to. But
maybe one day. Maybe one day.
One day we will be intelligent. But until then, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Share your poetry. I'm looking for another one to share with you. This is entitled Oil Junkies. The slippery slope has been greased by America's dependence on oil. We are hostages never to be released in a plan that they think we cannot foil. But we will try as vain Americans do, for we feel that luxury is a right. And if you have a differing view, then by God, we're going to fight. As long as we are slaves to the gas pumps, we'll be embedded in the Middle East, starting a new brawl each time the price jumps. No wonder we're viewed as a beast. We should halt this aggression at once and end our endless practice of war. Alas, our president is just a dunce, like the last few we've had before. We'll take political poetry here. We'll do fantasy poetry. We do slam poetry. Well, I don't do slam
poetry.
Not
all fantasy poetry.
Just no. PG-13 fantasy poetry. And we've got a new poet calling in. This is Allison. Allison, you're on the air with KZKO.
Okay. I am going to read Alone by Edgar Allan Poe.
Go for it.
From childhood's hour, I have not stayed. As others were, I have not seen. As others saw, I could not bring my passion from a common spring. From the same source I have not taken, my sorrow I could not awaken. My heart to joy at the same tone, and all I loved alone. Then in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life was drawn. From every depth of good and ill, the mystery which blinds me still. From the torrent of the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled, and its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the cloud that took the form, when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view.
Beautiful, Allison. Wonderful. And that was somebody calling her because she's on the line reading poetry.
I thought it was actually her bleeping herself out.
Well, we do want to keep the show PG-13, but she wouldn't do that, not with Edgar Allan Poe.
Not many people know that Edgar Allan Poe has a lot of cuss words.
A lot of blue work for Edgar Allan Poe. Speaking of which, I'm glad she called in and did Poe. We have a station mascot, or at least a show mascot, which if you're looking at our website, I don't know if you can see this, but it's a black raven that we're going to keep on the table with us while we're doing our show.
It's not a real bird.
Oh, hey, we've got a new camera over here now. I'm seeing one over here. There's a camera over here.
Oh.
All right. So that's our mascot.
That is our mascot. What should we name the Raven?
I don't know. Maybe we should hold a contest. Go out to our website. Now, mind you, this isn't up now, so our webmaster has to get busy. Go up to our website. You can actually put in the comments area what you think our mascot should be named. And that's www.worldpoetryopenmic.net.
.net. And that'll be up by tomorrow morning. We'll get it up by there.
Excellent. Beautiful. And you can check out michaelamade.com, jtoddunderhill.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And really, if they had like a psychopathic social networking, you could stalk us on whatever that
one psychopathic social networking. That sounds like an idea for a new.
You can stalk people or you can unstalk people. You can follow them closely.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Why do we? I don't know if we. The world doesn't need another social network. I think people are stalking just fine on Facebook.
I think they are. They're doing really well. And we've got another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Please welcome Amanda.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing very good. I'd like to read a poem by Mr. Tim Burton.
All right. I would love for you to read that poem, but I'm going to ask, are you here in the Denver area?
I am what?
Are you here in the Denver area?
I am in the Denver area.
Are you going to come to our after party after the show at Paris on the Platte?
Absolutely, I'm going to be a...
Beautiful.
You're going to what?
She bleeped herself. Holy cow. People are just calling left and right. All right, go ahead and read that poem, Amanda.
All right. Vincent Malloy is 7 years old. He is always polite and does what he's told. For a boy his age, he's considerate and nice, but he wants to be just like Vincent Price. He doesn't mind living with his sister, dog, and cat, though he'd rather share a home with spiders and bats. There he could reflect on the horrors he had invented and wander dark hallways alone and tormented. Vincent is nice when his aunt imagines dipping her in wax for his wax museum. He likes to experiment on his dog, Abercrombie, in the hopes of creating a horrible zombie. So he and his horrible zombie dog could go searching for victims in the London fog. His thoughts, though, aren't only of ghoulish crimes. He likes to paint and read to pass some of the time. While the other kids read books like Go, Jane, Go, Vincent's favorite author is Edgar Allan Poe. One night while reading a gruesome tale, he read a passage that made him turn pale. Such horrible news he could not survive, for his beautiful wife had been buried alive. Grave to make sure she was dead, unaware that her grave was his mother's flower bed. His mother sent Vincent off to his room. He knew he'd been banished to the Tower of Doom, where he was sentenced to spend the rest of his life alone with the portrait of his beautiful wife. While alone and insane, encased in his tomb, Vincent's mother burst suddenly into the room. She said, "If you want to, you can go out and play. It's sunny outside and a beautiful day." Vincent tried to talk, but he just couldn't speak. The years of isolation had made him quite weak. So he took out some paper and scrawled with a pen, "I'm possessed by this house and can never leave it again." His mother said, "You're not possessed and you're not almost dead. These games that you play, they're all in your head. You're not Vincent Price, you're Vincent Malloy. You're not tormented or insane, you're just a young boy. You're 7 years old and you are my son. I want you to go outside and have some real fun." Her anger now spent, she walked out the hall, and while Vincent backed slowly against the wall, the room started to swell, to shiver and creak. His horrid insanity had reached its peak. He saw Abercrombie, his zombie slave, and heard his wife call from beyond the grave. She spoke from her coffin and made ghoulish demands, while through cracking walls reached skeletons. Every horror in his life that had crept through his dreams swept his mad laughter to terrified screams. To escape the madness, he reached for the door, but fell limp and lifeless down on the floor. His voice was soft and very slow, as he quoted the Raven from Edgar Allan Poe. "And my soul from out that shadow lies floating on the floor. Shall be lifted nevermore."
Yeah!
You read that very, very well. Thank
Amanda,
you.
Amanda, you did great.
Thanks.
I've got to say, I actually have that in my repertoire of covers, and she did it better than I do it.
Well, you know, and I'm thank you again for keeping it PG-13. I mean, really...
Yes.
You cut some things out that were a little risque, so that's great. Thank you.
You know, she didn't do the great smoke off, but yes.
No, thank you very much, Amanda. And Allison as well, thank you so much. That sounded excellent. We're proud to have you on the show.
Once again, our number is 303-386-2423.
385-9830-386-3598. Give us a call. Share your poetry. Share with us your love. It sounds like it's taking off, brother. This is going to be a beautiful thing. Our producer is working the phone line now. Should I fill or should we wait for a few moments? Because really, this is about the poets that are calling in. This is not about us reading.
Yeah, this is not
poetry.
About us. And honestly, I love you a lot, man. But you
it gets old.
You know, hey, I'm not married to you.
Yeah, thank God.
All right.
All right, we do have another caller.
So JT is
rapidly writing down a message for us. Hey, you, why don't you go to... Oh, Nikki is calling. Please welcome to our line, Nikki.
Yeah.
Hello, Nikki.
Hi. Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I got a short poem I want to read, please.
Please, go ahead.
Go now.
That's it?
Go now.
Yes. You're on the air. Okay. Go ahead.
Harriet. Hard-hearted harbinger of haggis. Beautiful, bemused, bellicose. Butcher, untrusting, unknowing, unloved, Ed. He wants you back. She screams into the night air like a fireman going through a window that has no fire. Except the passion of his heart. I am lonely. It's really hard. This poem sucks.
Yes.
No, Nikki, that was excellent,
thank
man.
You.
So, American Expert, where are you from, man?
I'm around Denver.
Around Denver, excellent.
Thank you for calling, Nikki. And that's actually from So I Married an Axe Murderer, Mike Myers, right?
That's right. One of my favorite poems of all time, actually. That was the thing that got me into poetry, you know.
Yeah, I got to say, I first heard that. I actually played it on my college show at one point in time.
Did you really?
When I was experimenting with mixing poetry and radio. Actually, I had some poets come in and sit in one time on a radio show that I was doing as a heavy metal show. And then... I started finding poetic pieces, and I'd be like doing this hard grinding heavy metal show, and then I'd play this really weird poetry in between songs to kind of break up the drive.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that for sure.
Set in cartoon themes and whatnot, you know, that's what we do.
Now, so we're now kind of ending our time here. So we're actually not going to be taking any more calls this evening. However, we will be here every Friday.
This Friday and every Friday.
At the same time, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mountain Time.
And that's 10 to 11 Eastern Time. I'm 2 to 3 in London.
Oh,
that's
okay,
all I can
okay,
figure
careful,
so quick.
Careful.
Sorry, I was reading my brain there.
This is just going mountain. It's in everybody's computer.
Well, actually, it's from 2 until 3 the next day in Australia, too. See, but
now you've just confused it.
I don't even know when
we're
coming
still getting callers. Did you hear that ringing in the background?
We're having people call and complain now.
Now they're like, what are these guys doing on the
Who
radio?
Who are these people, and why did someone give them a microphone?
I do want to take the time to thank MSC Radio Networks for sharing in our vision. Jam and KZKO, The Vibe, the progressive broadcast for your modern life. I also want to thank you, Michael Amadei, for making this happen. The fine people at Off the Vine.
USA Carpet.
USA Carpet, of course. For
USA Carpet, Inc.com.
And then, of course, Zing Tees, Latin Life Denver. Everybody that's actually making this station live on the air, I thank you all from the bottom of my heart and for making this a wonderful experience and opening up a new venue to poets.
It's been an honor, brother.
It is. Once again, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic on Jammin' KZKO, The Vibe.
We'll see you again next week.
Oh, sookie, sookie.